Welcome to the Love, Heal, Thrive podcast, where you learn to love yourself enough to heal and heal yourself enough to thrive so that you can live a life that feels whole and complete, untriggered and unaffected by the people, places, and emotions that surround you. I'm your host, Erin Gray. I'm a hypnotherapist, Reiki master, medium, certified meditation and Enneagram coach, and simply someone who has experienced and seen energy and energy patterns her whole entire life. And it's been hard, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want to help you learn how to build an empowering life that turns your energy sensitivity into your superpower. I want you to learn how to own every room you walk into with magnetic, amazing energy and experience the powerful, satisfying life that comes with it. Each week, I will offer you helpful tools and insight from my own journey, as well as bring in amazing and experienced guests that will help you on your journey by sharing their story and insight. Together, we will learn how to love ourselves enough to heal and heal ourselves enough to thrive. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Welcome. I am so happy you're here. Today, we are diving into the question, how can the 12 universal laws help bring you peace? You see, there are times when life gets chaotic and hectic and hard. And when we can better understand the laws of the universe, maybe it helps a little. That is my hope for you today, is that in understanding these universal laws, that whatever it is that you are going through, I want you to know there is purpose, there is reason, and most importantly, that you are always being blessed, which is one of the laws that we're going to tap into. But it can be hard when we feel pummeled by the storm. And I am here to be your lighthouse and to be my own lighthouse because life is crazy. And C.S. Lewis offers an incredible quote that says, "Hardships often prepare ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny." So when you find yourself struggling in hardship, I want you to remember that you are being prepared for an extraordinary destiny. And I hope that that brings you encouragement and inspiration to continue to execute with the highest integrity and the biggest heart of love. Because when we feel hammered and tired and frustrated, it's hard to keep going, but I can tell you it is so worth it when you're on the other side and you continue to find yourself untriggered. I'm in one of those growth periods right now. And I can tell you, I know all of these things in my head. In fact, this is what I was telling my therapist earlier today. I know all these things in my head. I just don't feel them in my heart yet. I want to give you right now permission that it's okay if you know what's right in your head, but you don't feel it in your heart. And my hope for you today is that these universal laws help you integrate the blessings, the learning, the growth from your head into your heart. So what are the 12 universal laws? This is gathered from the Kybalion. It is gathered from other spiritual teachings, and there is an incredible link down below. I found this incredible article that inspired me today, written by Sarah Reagan, who is a MindBodyGreen spirituality relationship editor, and it says, "The 12 Universal Laws and How to Practice Them." The 12 Universal Laws help us to explore life in terms of divine oneness, vibration, correspondence, attraction, inspired action, perpetual transmutation of energy. I know that sounds crazy, but it's not. We've actually talked about it a ton here. Preview. Cause and effect, compensation, relativity, polarity, rhythm, and gender. So number one, the law of divine oneness. This law simply teaches us what we talk about almost every week. And many of these laws, by the way, we will have talked about every week. Law of divine oneness. We are all connected. There is an interconnectedness of things, a feeling of energy that we are all just one vision of energy populating and manifesting in different forms all at one time. And we can notice this in the simplest of ways. We can notice that this is when there's really good traffic days, or when there's really bad traffic days, or when everyone's in a good mood. It is the collective consciousness, the collective energy of everyone involved. And this is why I put out the PSA, which I'll include a link down below if you want to see it, on advising people to stop cutting energetic cords. Yes, there are people that hurt us and upset us that we wish weren't in our life. But guess what? These are the professors of your life that are teaching you the absolute most of how to not be untriggered. And think about that. If you are not triggered by someone who really hurt you, how empowered of a place do you reside? I know it's hard, but when we can, in lieu of cutting cords or pulling cords out from the center of the earth and sending them back, because of the law of divine oneness, we are all one. We have no right to pull those cords out. Envision this beautiful golden light pouring down through the crown of your head, filling in every single cell in your body, and then flowing out like a golden water slide, out every cord, every connection out of your body through to the whole entire world. But rather than allowing those people to suck or draw energy from you, you are literally being a conduit of divine love and energy flowing down and through and out of you, blessing the whole entire world. What a powerful image, isn't it? Instead of thinking about, oh, I need to cut this person out of my life. Well, who's to say that you're supposed to cut that person out of your life? Cord cutting only offers temporary satisfaction. Yes. Immediately, you will feel good, but you feel that way when you get a dopamine hit from any addiction. It remedies it temporarily, but people will always say it then comes back even stronger because the divine is reminding you we are one. We're all connected. Simply flow that beautiful divine love out to everyone. Number two, the law of vibration. The law of vibration states that everything is in constant motion and vibrates at its own specific frequency. And we have talked about this so many times. I'll include links down below to where I have talked about the emotional frequency chart. But we can know where we are resonating at an energetic frequency by way of what emotion we are predominantly feeling. Again, grief is one of the lowest feelings we can experience that vibrates at the lowest frequency, where love, gratitude, appreciation, enlightenment are some of the highest frequencies. And we know this by way of how we are feeling. And we can improve our situation, vibrationally speaking, by recognizing the feeling that we are feeling and then thinking one better thought. How can I take this less personally? How can I recognize how this situation is blessing me? How can I use this as contrast, knowing, wow, this is showing up in my life. This is truly helping me define what I don't want. And I like to envision a painted picture up in the divine of my own life. And when things show up that I don't want to be happening in my life, I then refine it and talk about in my mind the very things that I do want, that's sometimes polar opposite of what I am experiencing. Not often, but sometimes. And then I create and add that perfect vision into this image in my mind. So I try to remember that the contrast I'm experiencing is a refinement tool that helps me get even clearer on the life I am dreaming of. What do you need to get clear on? How can the universal laws help bring you peace? Number three, law of correspondence. This law states that patterns repeat throughout the universe on a personal level, as well as what is mirrored in nature. When we ground our energy from our body into the earth, and then as we mirror that to the grounding energy of a tree, or there's another picture that's really great. I'll include a link down below that shows the trees grounding roots down into the center of the earth and how that same image is reflected here within our lungs, that the airways of our lungs mirror the roots of the tree found within the ground. Patterns repeat throughout nature and ourselves. And remembering, life is always blessing you. I know 100% of the clients that I have and the friends that I've had, that when they are laid off, that they had been thinking about quitting their job for the entire year before. And it's simply the universe helping to take you to the next step. How is the universe helping you take you toward your next step? In fact, recently I had something happen in my life, and at first I was upset about it, but then I recognized it's kind of a big one. So we'll talk about it in another day specifically, but too new. And I think that's a lesson too. Don't talk about things too soon. It's okay for you to hold on and allow things to marinate and harness within you before you talk about them. But in this particular moment, something happened that was not my favorite. But then I realized a little bit later, this was the first step toward a pretty big shift in my life. And that the universe was offering this uncomfortable situation to begin to allow me to recognize it's time to make this greater shift. Is there something uncomfortable in your life right now that may feel like maybe a little bit of a hurt or a little bit of a headache right now, but is actually the beginning of something really big? How can this universal law help bring you peace? The universe is always blessing you. Number four, the law of attraction. Absolutely the most popular law talked about. And the law of attraction is how we manifest. I mean, all of these things are how we manifest, but this one is talked about the most probably. And the law of attraction is all about like attracts like. You get what you focus on. Energy flows where attention goes. We attract energetically at the same level of the frequency that we are emitting. We get clear on what we want through our law of correspondence, and then we draw in what we desire through this matching energetic frequency. My most important piece of advice here would be that it is always the next logical step. If you feel in a lack mentality and want to manifest $1 billion, it feels fairly impossible, or that you need this huge miracle or blessing. And by the way, the divine can draw in miracles and blessings, absolutely, without question. However, if you want to manifest faster, it is this belief system that it is the next logical step for you. It's the next logical step. So of course it's going to happen. It is in that, of course it will happen, that we draw in the life of our dreams so quickly. And I would say, this was actually almost what my entire podcast was on, except that I wanted to make it a little bit more juicy for you. What is it that you are expecting to be your next logical step? Are you expecting that the next logical step is blessing you? Or are you finding yourself saying, of course that happened? Of course, I heard that about 5 times in this last week from different people around me. Oh, of course that happened. Of course I missed the red light. Of course there was no parking spot. This is a state of expectation that the universe is not blessing you. Where is your mindset? Is your mindset located on lack or stress that, of course I attracted this? I want you to begin to notice when you say those two words, of course, what is following those two words? And when you begin to examine what comes after those two words, you are going to have clear insight into your mindset. Are you of coursing yourself into the positive or of coursing yourself into the negative? Where is your of course leading you? Law of attraction. We attract what we believe we are worthy of. We attract what we believe the universe wants to give us. What do you believe the universe wants to give you? How can the law of attraction help bless your life? Of course it's going to bless your life. Get on that. Number 5, law of inspired action. The law of inspired action is all about doing what feels the best on the checklist. You have heard me say week after week, don't start at the top, don't start at the bottom of the checklist. Look through your checklist and do what feels inspired. And often when we do that, 2 or 3 other tasks will often get eliminated when we look to doing and completing the inspired task first. Let's not waste time. The universe doesn't want to waste your time. The universe wants to help you draw in the most abundant life in the most efficient and magnetic and wonderful way. Law number 6, law of perpetual transmutation of energy. This law states that on an energetic level, everything is constantly moving and changing. We are the movers and the shakers of miracles. Our thoughts trigger emotion. Emotion moves energy. Energy manifests physically. As we reverse engineer throughout our life, what is physically manifesting in our life, whether it's in our bodies or it's a season of growth? What part of that has been attracted by your emotions, which were attracted by your thoughts? What are you of coursing? What are you of coursing into your life? What are you thinking and believing will happen in your life? And how can you begin to shift those thoughts to trigger different emotions so that those emotions can move energy that will manifest the most incredible, positive, wonderful, loving, magical life possible for you? Number 7. The law of cause and effect. This law is exactly what it says. Nothing hiding here. This is the relationship between your actions and the events that follow. This is what the Ho'oponopono is based on, is that we have always attracted what is happening in our life. You know, and it's really fun to claim that we manifested miracles and really fun things in our life. But it's a whole nother thing when we can own that we have attracted someone being sassy or a situation being challenging. Even if we aren't in a challenging mindset, that our of course mindset is positive and abundant, we can look to that season that it's here to grow you and change you so that you can be prepared for the next season of your life. Law number 8, the law of compensation. This law is very close to the law of attraction and essentially teaches you that you reap what you sow. How many good seeds have you planted today? And I love to think about that every day. If you're planting good seeds at some time in your future life, they are going to bloom and blossom. For the longest time, I, every morning in the shower, would ask, how can I serve today? And I would make a point to do whatever message I received in the shower. So if that meant take a random person dinner or call a person or check in on a person, life became so magical. Maybe would you like to join me? Let me know down below if you begin to start your day with the how can I serve today question. How can I serve today? And the tricky little thing about this is when you hear the answer, you have to act on it. Even if it doesn't make sense, you see, our manifested destiny isn't all laid out as some magical 3D, 4D, 5D picture. It is laid out in your very next step. So you don't know what's going to come from that task, but it is in your reverence and your humbleness and your willingness to do the next task that allows you to draw in these miracles and these blessings. How can the 12 universal laws bring you peace? I'm going to let you bask in the wisdom of those laws, and we will come back to this episode after this quick message. Establishing equilibrium will shift how you assess your health, emotions, and life forever and leave you feeling empowered, healthy, and whole. This book leads you through a step-by-step process, guiding you through the basics of the traditional chakra system and building upon that foundation as you discover your counter chakra roadmap. Be sure to pick up your copy of Establishing Equilibrium everywhere books are sold. Now, back to the show. Law number 9, the law of relativity. This law suggests that we are inclined to compare things in our world. Sure, we're hot, but hot compared to what cold? Or dark compared to what light? Soft compared to what roughness? It is all relative. And I think that this is really important to look at in terms of our victim mentality. One of my dearest friends who passed away way too early in this lifetime taught me this beautiful acronym, which spells nothing, by the way, but once you hear the words, it will make sense to you. So I hope you know BCCW people as well. So no BCCW is no blaming, no comparing, no complaining, no whining. No BCCW. All each one of these states do is put you in a state of victimhood, blaming that it's someone else's fault without owning our part in it, comparing and not appreciating and giving gratitude for what we have, complaining, again, believing that life is not blessing us, and then whining. Both are similar vibes, but it is essentially states of lack. Complaining and whining both say, I don't have enough. But we can flip all of this through gratitude. And as we bask in gratitude and appreciate every single thing that shows up in our life, whether it is obvious blessings or blessings in disguise as challenges that ultimately prepare us and ready us for even more blessings. When we can give gratitude for all of this, we elevate our energetic frequency and draw in the life of our dreams. No BCCW, pass it along. Law number 10, the law of polarity. That is everything Establishing Equilibrium is about. This law states that there is an opposite for everything that exists, that there is always two sides to a coin. Good, evil, love, fear. Sometimes we can find ourselves complaining about one thing about a person, and yet it is the opposite side of that very same coin that we appreciate the most. So perhaps you have someone in your life that plays video games and that challenges you in your life. However, that's the exact same person that you also go to for all your IT help. You can't have someone that's so good at IT and helping you fix your computer who doesn't also love computers and deserves and gets to play video games for fun. Is there someone in your life who can't sit still, who has to go and do things all the time, but this is also the person that you call to get you out of the house, to go hiking with, who's the fun friend who loves to go and do all of those things? Same coin. Different sides. And often we complain about one side of the coin and greatly appreciate the other side, but it's all the same topic. Where have you been complaining about someone in your life that you can flip that coin and recognize it's their greatest blessing that they are bringing to you? The law of polarity, two sides to every coin. Law number 11, the law of rhythm. Cycles are a part of the world. We have moon cycles. We have seasons. We have body cycles. Change is the true constant in our life. Nothing ever stays the same, which can be great and not great. My daughter's on the quarter system in college, and she says, well, the good news is if I don't like a course, it ends really fast. But the sad news is if I do love a course, it's also over quickly. But we can find ourselves when we really enjoy something, wanting something to not change. But coming to understand that the law of rhythm is essential allows us to bask in appreciation for the change. When we look at this in terms of gardening, there is a season of sowing when we tear up the ground, right? We've got to aerate it. We take a shovel, we flip it over, we dig holes. Are you in your season of sowing? Are you getting flipped up and over and dug into? No, this season will come to an end. And then we move into planting seeds. And we can plant seeds every day. Like I said, I like to try to plant good seeds every single day. But just because we've planted them, and we wouldn't want them to come to fruition all at one time either. We don't go to a buffet and eat everything at the buffet. So we have our season of sowing, then we have our season of planting, then we have our season of growing. And if you think about that in terms of the seed growing out of the ground, the seed is first planted in darkness, maybe a little cold, maybe a little uncomfortable, and then it germinates and has to break through the outside of the seed to then begin to grow its stalk to whatever it is, but it's expanding, and often it has to push through the dirt that has created an environment within it that feels too small. So it has to push and push harder and harder to push its way through the dirt, push its way to the surface to give itself more room to expand to its greater and bigger heights. And finally, when all of that is grown, we reap the benefits of the sowing and the planting and the growing. But we can't always be sowing. We'd be exhausted if we were always turned upside down and dug into. We can't always plant. There's not a lot of self-love in that, is there? When we're planting and giving and giving and giving. Growing is amazing, but that in and of itself can be exhausting. I like to relate seasons of growing to clients as uphill climb and then plateau. And then uphill climb and plateau. So we have these moments of the uphill climb, but the universe offers us this plateau to get our sea legs and to get used to this elevated energetic state before we have to climb again. And then reaping is this moment of abundance and joy and happiness. And I want you to understand every day can feel like reaping, even when we're sowing. And we're getting dug into, and the dirt feels heavy and wet and tired. When you can know and give gratitude for that, knowing it's moving you through your rhythm, life becomes joyous, even when you're sowing, even when you're planting, and not just when you're reaping. The law of rhythm will help you have resilience through all the stages of your life. Finally, law number 12. Law of gender. This is the understanding that we have masculine and feminine energy within us at all times. The masculine energy is the hustle, move, do, go energy. And the female energy is the soft, the be, the emotional side. We all have both parts to this energy, and it's necessary that we have both parts to this energy. Have you had balanced energy? Are you giving and receiving equally? Or do you need to look at this balance a little bit more carefully and try to love up and be still? Or maybe you need to get moving. Whichever energy, though, feels imbalanced, how can you begin to make that change to create balanced gender energy here within your body? How can you create more balance here within the law of gender? How can you balance your masculine and feminine, your giving and receiving? We can only be balanced when we receive as equally as we give. These 12 universal laws will help you to become more resilient through your times of sowing, through your times of growth and challenge. Where can you welcome in these 12 universal laws? The divine oneness. We are all one. Vibration, correspondence, attraction, inspired action, perpetual transmutation of energy, cause and effect, compensation, relativity, polarity, rhythm, and gender. How do these 12 universal laws bring you more peace? I would love to hear in the comments down below which of these resonated the deepest with you right now. And it may be different tomorrow. But where are you at today? I would love to hear in the comments down below. Before you go, can you like this episode really quick and leave me a comment and share it anywhere you love to share your favorite podcast to help spread the love of this podcast and help make this world a better place. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I am so grateful. Good luck this week. I can't wait to hear how these 12 universal laws helped bring you more peace. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week. Love yourself enough to heal yourself enough to thrive. Take care.